He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday live edition. It's the April 10th, the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, this continues to be very much a different market from last year, and we still have some settling to do here. I think the markets wanted to see a big stimulus package out of China. Markets love stimulus. They just love those performance-enhancing drugs. No Chinese stimulus. So the market's down just a little bit here today. We've got the S&P down 4 points. The S&P is at 1,867. It's been flirting with that 1850, 1860 area all year long. Just can't get any traction. But I do believe that this rotation is about over, and hopefully these new leaders can start to get some traction and start to emerge here. The Dow is down 7 points. The Dow is at 16,429. This is the year of the Dow. Last year was the year of the NASDAQ. What's the difference? The Dow is a lower PE than the NASDAQ, which has a very high PE. And this is a year where PE ratios and forward PE ratios are a key element to consider. The NASDAQ is down 33. It's at 4,150. I believe it still has risk down to the 4,000 level, but it seems to be gaining a little bit of stability here recently. We have gold at $1,320 per ounce. We have crude oil at $95.50. Crude is actually back down about $4 or $5 a barrel. We haven't heard anything from Russia lately, rattling those sabers on the Ukrainian border. We have interest rates at 2.67% right now. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And I don't think I have to tell you that 2014 is a completely different year from 2013. 2013 was a lot of fun. In fact, I own a stock that did very well last year. The symbol was fun. This year has not been much fun yet. Are we having fun yet? No, it's been a very, very volatile year. It's been a year where we've seen the leadership stocks in the market for 15 months finally start to sell off. Not just start to sell off, but swoon anywhere from 15 to 40% over the last few months. And we've seen a market that has gone from the high PE leaderships of last year to the low PE laggards of this year. Markets want value right now. Stimulus is gone. Stimulus supports higher multiples. Remove stimulus from the market, multiples contract. And stocks that are the very most vulnerable are the ones with the highest multiples. And the money's going to run downhill from the high multiples to the low multiples. And it's going to run overseas. We had Nick Vardy on the show yesterday, the global guru. By the way, his website is nicholasvardy.com. He sends out a weekly blast on the global markets. I would highly advise that you get on his mailing list. I receive his emails every single week. The guy has a very good handle on global investing, probably one of the sharpest guys that I've ever met as it relates to global investing, nicholasvardy.com. And, you know, he talked a lot about these emerging markets and these international markets that have been flying under the radar here for the last several months. But all of a sudden, they're showing up on our screens as money managers, started showing up on my screen several weeks ago. And I started telling you about the international markets, those same markets that I warned you about for the last 2.5 years. 2 weeks ago, we had Doug Fabian on, from the Fabian Wealth Management up the line here in Newport Beach. He's a big advocate of using ETFs in your portfolio because of the low costs. And I do have an ETF model portfolio in my newsletter. Doug Fabian said the same thing. Guess what, Bill? We're getting a buy signal here on the emerging markets after 2.5 years. And you know, the other thing Vardy said yesterday, and I totally agree with him, emerging markets can turn into little bottle rockets, just like the biotechs turned into bottle rockets last year and took off for the stratosphere. Emerging markets have the potential to do that also. I see Greece today is going to hold their first bond auction in 2 years. You know, Greece defaulted on their bonds 2 years ago. They had to be bailed out. Greece was the eye of the storm 2 years ago. And now today, Greece will hold their first auction of 5-year notes. If you'd like to get about 5% on your money over the next 5 years, those Greek bonds are dangling out there. But my point is, they're rebounding. They're coming back. The countries that have been hit the hardest. Brazil is coming back from just an awful, awful 2.5 years in their markets. They had leadership that was anti-business. They had leadership that was corrupt. They had leadership that was raping the country of its goodies. And now there's hope for new leadership in Brazil, and the markets are responding. We have similar things happening in Argentina, where they had a peso crisis earlier this year. Now the Argentinian markets, yesterday I sent out a couple of tweets on Argentina, ARGT. Look at how it's storming back. They're trying to clean up their government. Will they ever clean it up? I don't know. I think government is inherently a very difficult place to get a lot of honest people. It just seems to be the nature of the beast. Look at India, where the Gandhi family, the Gandhi regime has been running India for the last many years. And, of course, the same thing, corruption, raping the country, anti-business, all this and that. And finally, there's hope for new leadership in Greece or in India. And Indian markets are bubbling and gurgling once again. And, of course, China, no longer the 7 to 10% growth engine that it once was. There was hope for some stimulus. Not going to happen. China says, you know what, we're doing okay. We don't need to do what America did. And so China is just going to creep along. I say creep at 7 to 8% per year. News out on the FOMC minutes. And the dovish tone of those minutes. But again, Yellen let those words slip, and they can't be put back into the tube of toothpaste. The word slipped that there are interest rate Fed hikes out there looming on the horizon. And that has also put this market in a tailspin, into a spin mode, all of a sudden rapidly spinning away from high PE stocks to low PE stocks. You know what else people are finding out right now? What their real risk tolerance is. Last year, it was a market that favored aggressive growth stocks. Now, when the markets change, I change. Even in my aggressive growth portfolio, I go to low PE. I go wherever the action is. But there's going to be more volatility in the aggressive growth arena than in the income arena. And this may be a time for you to reassess your true risk tolerance. You've just seen an extreme bout of volatility. How did your stomach handle it? How did you sleep at night? Over the long haul, the aggressive small and mid-cap stocks are going to perform better. But in the short term, they're going to be much more volatile. You have to have a longer time horizon. And you have to be able to endure drops of anywhere from 10 to 15% along the way. There's the great times in aggressive investing, and then there's the times, like now, when you get your risk tolerance tested. So this is a good time to reassess. In fact, I put it in my newsletter every week. I have lots of choices, lots of options here at Gunderson Capital Management. If your risk tolerance isn't the risk tolerance that you thought it was, well, then it's time to reassess and maybe adjust things. Move more towards mid-caps, large-caps, dividend-paying stocks. Good time for that reassessment. Today I'm going to introduce a new feature of my newsletter, which is a trading account for traders. So we're going to feature a couple of stocks from that trading account. Now, these are stocks that, as a money manager, I can't buy. I just can't buy them in my managed accounts. They're too thin. They're too small. I would have to move them too much to buy a block trade. But for individual traders, we're having a lot of fun. There's about 30 stocks in that portfolio right now. And we're going to feature two from that portfolio. This portfolio began on April 1st, and we've had it already bagged a couple of big winners. So we're going to have a little bit of fun with some trading here when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson. You know, I started my newsletter probably 18, 19 years ago. It's always been the backbone of my business. When I first started it, it was a monthly newsletter, which in today's market, well, I can't imagine going an entire month between buys and sells and all this and that. Just seems like we have a much more active market today. When I started the newsletter, there was no such thing as day trading. There was no such thing as discount brokerages and $7 trades and $3 trades and high-frequency trading and all this new stuff that's come along. And over the years, the newsletter has evolved into what it is today. And now I'm getting ready to split the newsletter up into different newsletters because I realize there's a need, number one. There's a lot of folks that's all they deal with is mutual funds and exchange-traded funds in their 401ks. We had on Doug Fabian last week talking about no-load funds and exchange-traded funds and where the big chunk of those money and assets sit are in people's 401ks. They can't buy individual stocks in their 401ks. And for that reason, I added a mutual fund and an ETF model portfolio. And of course, that thing's shifted dramatically along with the rest of the market. Last year, it was up 30%. It was heavily positioned in the drug area, the biotechs, the small cap. It was all United States of America stuff. Had a very good year. Now, this year, we're going through some vicious rotation here. And you'll see how I've parked and repositioned those 401k model portfolios in the mutual funds and in the ETFs. I plan on breaking that off and making it a separate newsletter. Secondly, I've added a new feature, and this I plan on breaking off and making a separate newsletter also. On March 27th of this year, I deposited $25,000 into an account. It's my personal little fun trading account, because here's what I've observed over the years with my app. A lot of times I'll look at my top 200 or 300 on a daily basis along with many others, and I'll find stocks that are ranked number 7 or number 8 and number 10. I'll look at the chart and I'll go, wow, look at that thing. And then I'll look at the trading volume, like the one I'm going to feature here in a moment. It's traded 8,500 shares so far today. It's a $22 stock. That means it's only traded $200,000. Can't go in and make a $1 million buy on a stock like that in my managed accounts, but I can have a little fun with it, I suppose. It's only a $105 million market cap stock. It's a micro cap. So I've been building a little portfolio, and I've been sending out tweets, and I've added this feature to my newsletter. And what I'm doing is a $25,000 account, and it's on margin. In other words, I can go up to $50,000 invested in the account. I'm buying $1,000 positions in the account. I can hold as many as 0 to 50 at any given point in time. I believe I own about 30. But here's the key. I'm not putting the whole $25,000 into one stock. I'm putting $1,000 positions. And if the stock starts to take off, I might double down on it and add another $1,000 position. I keep a short leash on these stocks. I don't want to see them sink more than 8 to 10%. Watch them closely daily. I don't put in sell stops. I may in the future, because now I'm getting 25 or 30 that I got to watch very closely, along with all the stocks that I own in my managed accounts. And the goal is not to day trade, but to bag some big, big winners. I can't tell you how many stocks that the app has pointed to, and I didn't buy them in my managed accounts because they just were too thin and too small to be able to take any kind of volume. There's just not enough liquidity in these stocks. And I've watched them just explode, and I've even watched some of them become big, huge winners. I watched that doggone Pharmacyclics, PCYC, from a $5 stock all the way on up to a $200 stock. So I just decided, you know what, I'm going to start a new thing. I'm going to have a trading account. I'm going to send out live trading alerts. This is my actual trading account. It's a fun account. It's an account that's going to buy, go anywhere in the world, buy whatever looks good. It's not going to be any of the stocks from my managed accounts. It's just going to be stocks that, you know, for one reason or another, I'm not able to buy in the managed account. So let me give you an example. And I want to first disclose that I have a whopping $1,000 position in this stock, which has now become $1,500. It's up 50% since I started this little trading account back on April 1st. The name of the stock is Wayside Tech Group. We're going to have a little fun here today. WSTG. It's a micro cap. It's $105 million. But you know what? They've been around for a long time. This isn't a penny stock on the bulletin boards. Nobody's paying me to promote this thing. It's just one that showed up on my app. And in fact, right now on the app, it's ranked number 31. Okay, you say, well, Gunderson, why don't you buy it for your aggressive growth accounts? Well, it's only traded 8,500 shares so far today. If I come in with a buy of several million dollars, there's just no way. It would move this stock. It couldn't absorb the volume. There's not enough on the offer to get into a stock like this. But there's enough for me, enough volume, to buy a $1,000 position, which I did about 3 weeks ago. Here's the particulars on Wayside Technology Group. They're headquartered in New Jersey. They distribute technical software, hardware for microcomputers, servers, networks via direct mail and internet in the United States of America. How much do they do in annual revenues? Well, they do about $300 million. That's a pretty decent company. Wouldn't you like to own a little company that does $300 million in sales every year? Yeah, of course you would. Well, this company does that. They've been trading at a P.E. ratio in the single digits now for quite some time. And with money now chasing low P.E. stocks, they've been on the receiving end here recently with a massive breakout technically. The stock is currently trading at 34 cents on the dollar of sales. I really like value right now. Have I said that lately? It's trading at a price-to-book value of 2.92. It's a risk profile of speculative. You see, right there in the app, when you look it up, you know what you're dealing with. This is a speculative stock. When I look at the performance of the stock, it's done pretty good over the years. Over the last 10 years, it's tripled the returns of the market. Over the last 5 years, it's flown under the radar and doubled the returns of the market. And over the last 12 months, the stock has doubled. It's up 101%. Yet it's still trading at only 14 times forward earnings with an annual growth rate expected to be 22% over the next 5 years. It comes in at number 31. Listen, this is not for the faint of heart. I have a $1,000 position in it in a $25,000 portfolio. This portfolio can be found on my website in my newsletter, ewstreet.com. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we're talking about this, we're talking about that, and we're wishing this was 2013 again, but it's not, so we have to deal with it. Those beleaguered emerging and foreign markets, which have been just pasted for the last 2.5-3 years, are finally emerging again. You have to learn a new language in the market, don't you? Singapore, Malaysia, Thailand, Brazilian, Latin Americans of all kinds. This is where the action is, even Canada. The Canadian banks are breaking out with big, fat 4-5% dividends. It's a different kind of market. These emerging markets could really take off. The action is just kind of shifting there now. I mean, this is the first inning, really. As far as the U.S. markets, we're probably in the seventh inning, somewhere in there. How's your baseball team doing this year in your city? Well, as usual, our Padres are off to a slow start. Our regimen over the years has been we start real slow and then we fizzle out altogether. So we're just kind of used to that here in the San Diego area. I hope your team's doing well. I told you Seattle, they look good in spring training. I think they're out of the gate pretty quickly. Minnesota, well, you know what? You're like our Padres. Down in Florida, well, you know, Miami's looking pretty good. Padres just got done playing Miami. Some good young players on that Miami Marlins team. Atlanta is Atlanta. They're always a good team. So we shall see how things work out. But you know what? Baseball's cyclical. Once great franchises, they fall on hard times. I don't think the Yankees are the team that they used to be. They've got to rebuild. The market has shifted, just like the market has shifted here in America. I see Tesla sales begin in China. Elon Musk will personally deliver your car. If you're over there in China and you buy one of those shiny new red Teslas, Tesla's the stock that I was very enamored with, but there's no way I can justify owning it in a high P.E. market right now. If the market was still a high P.E. market, well, I think it's going to be a huge winner. I really do. I have a $450 five-year target price. Well, then why don't you just ride through the volatility, Gunderson? Because my clients don't have the stomach, to be honest with you, to ride through the volatility. If their account or a stock goes down 10 or 15%, they start whining and I start getting, and you say, well, you should hang in there. No, not when the markets change. When the markets change, I change with the markets. Interesting drug, Merck hepatitis C drug, is as effective as Gilead Sovaldi. It seems like we've got the hepatitis C people taken care of for now, but the price of the drugs is in question. And that's one of the big reasons why you saw the sell-off on the biotechs. Now the World Health Organization wants these drugs made cheaply for folks, for the folks. Who knows how much money was spent in developing these drugs? Well, you know, we'll just see where it all ends up. Nobody knows. Anyways, I'm talking about a new little feature in my newsletter. I just thought it was time. In fact, I plan on having a live trading service on all my portfolios. During the week, I'll send out alerts when I make changes every single day. So change in the wind here at Gunderson Capital Management in the newsletter. I've developed, you know, a big chunk of it for the mutual fund ETF people. I've got the aggressive growth people covered, and I've got the conservative growth and income people covered. And now the last little bit I wanted to do some fooling around with here is a nice, fun little trading account. You know, you could do it, I suppose, with as little as $12,000, $13,000, buy $500 positions. Have a little bit of fun, margin it. Then you could buy, you know, the 20 to 30 positions over time. And hopefully, I plan on bagging some big winners out of this portfolio. There's no guarantees. This is a higher risk arena. But you know what? These stocks have to possess the same exact criteria that the big stocks have to possess. They have to have performance. They have to be undervalued. And they have to have very healthy stock charts. Therefore, they would be highly rated stocks in my Best Stocks Now system. I just gave you one example of a stock that I bought back on April the 1st, just 9 days ago, and it's up 50% so far. Don't expect that from every single one. There's also stocks in there that are down 7 or 8%. Overall, the portfolio's about even since I started it. Going to give you an example of another stock that I bought in this portfolio. And again, this is my little personal trading account, but you can play along if you would like. The other stock, another stock that I own, I bought about 25 or 30, and I've sent out tweets, I believe, on every single one. Eventually, those tweets will not be public tweets. They'll only be going to folks that subscribe or want to be a part of my little trading fund that I'm having with this account. Another stock that I recently bought, a whopping $1,000 position, is Medifast out of Maryland. Medifast always gets a lot of new people signing up in January. Well, this is April. How many people are still on their Medifast plan? Medifast manufactures and distributes weight and disease management products and other health and diet products. They put you on a diet. You got to go check in every week. You got to answer up to your diet counselor. You got to tell them, well, you know what? I went to the ball game. Yep, had the bratwurst. Yep, had the nachos. Yep, had the peanuts. Who knows how many beverages. And they know it. I mean, they can see it on the scale. They can see it on your waistline. And then the next day you're back on MetaFast food, right? Which, you know, I don't know. I've never been on MetaFast. I've heard people talk about it. I know Tommy Lasorda was a slim fast kind of guy. MetaFast, I know our guy in San Diego, Ted Leitner, talks about MetaFast all the time. I don't know if he stayed on it for very long, but he did lose about 30 or 40 pounds. Now, how about the stock? MetaFast the stock. Well, here's the reason, number one, that I can't own it in my managed accounts. It's only traded 11,000 shares so far today. It is a $400 million stock. Somebody had a great idea. Here in San Diego, we've got the diet queen, Jenny Craig. I've seen Jenny Craig many times. She's put on a little weight lately. Don't tell Jenny I said that, but she is about 85 years old these days. Jenny Craig had an idea. Diet centers all across America. She did well for herself. Lives a fine life in one of the wealthiest areas of San Diego. Well, MetaFast has done the same. It's now a $413 million very profitable company. And it's put up some pretty good returns as a stock over the years. It has to have performance for me to even consider it. Now, again, this is a small speculative microcap stock that's very illiquid, doesn't trade a lot of shares. Hopefully it will someday again. It's traded 11,000 shares so far today. But MetaFast, if we take a look over the years at how the stock has performed, as soon as we get it up here on the Best Stocks Now app, having a little trouble with the internet here today. Here it comes. Okay, that's not going to do it. We'll do this. MetaFast was a $3 stock back in 2007. Today it's a $31 stock. Not too bad. That gives it some pretty good performance here over the last 10 years. Over the last 5 years, MetaFast has greatly beat the overall market. Again, very good performance. I like performance. Over the last 3 years, MetaFast has beat the market returns. Again, very good performance, and over the last 1 year, Medifast has also put up some big returns. Now let's take a look at Medifast from a value point of view, a value proposition. Well, Medifast currently has a P.E. ratio of just 17. It has a forward P.E. ratio of just 13, and yet it's expected to grow at a clip of about 15 to 16% per year over the next 5 years. In other words, it's trading at a discount to its growth rate. Actually, it's trading at 15 times earnings with a 17% growth rate. That makes for a PEG ratio of 0.88. Medifast has 87% upside potential. It gets a B-plus value grade. And like I say, the performance has been very good. And out of 3,815 stocks, it comes in at number 27. And I must disclose that I have a whopping $1,000 position in this stock in my trading account, which is a new feature of my weekly newsletter at pwstreet.com. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, you know, this weekend, as every weekend, I will be sending out my weekly newsletter. It used to be a monthly newsletter. That was sufficient back in those days, you see. That was before discount brokers and $7 trades and online trading and high-frequency trading and day trading all came along. Eventually, I had to go to publishing my newsletter twice per month, and now it's weekly. It's a weekly chore that I send out my newsletter with, because things change, and now weekly is not enough. People want to be informed daily of any changes that I make. Right now, I've been using Twitter, but I realize that not everybody is on Twitter. So we're going to add the capability in coming weeks of sending out alerts. You'll have the option for signing up for that to get alerts on any one of the portfolios that I have in my newsletter. The portfolios have now been established. They now have 2 or 3 years of track record. I have an income portfolio. But it's income and growth. It's not just income. It's income and growth. I look for companies that pay good dividends, whether it's through debt or through equity. And right now I lean way towards equity, so I don't like the debt markets. And I believe those stocks have potential for capital appreciation also. That's the income portfolio. That's the most conservative of all. Okay? So I'm going to break that away at some point in time and have a newsletter just for conservative investors. And you'll be able to choose which one of these that you want, which fits you the best, okay? And then I have the growth area of my newsletter. I have two flavors. I have aggressive growth, and I have conservative growth. And this is a little bit more active than the income portfolio. These accounts soared in 2014, and they're struggling this year along with the rest of the market, but they've been completely repositioned for a new phase that we are now entering into in our economic recovery. We are now in the sixth year, actually, of an economic recovery. No longer are we in the early innings, or are we in the fifth and sixth inning where all the stimulus came in. Now we're getting into the mature phase of an economic recovery. The economic recovery really has never gotten going. I mean, you take away the stimulus. The stimulus, it's all it did was really keep us afloat. We're still not creating the jobs. We still don't have the robust economy that we should have. With Silicon Valley, with all the biotechs, with all the technology know-how that we have in America, our economy should be doing much, 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 much better than it is. But it isn't, okay? So now we're stuck with big lumbering dividend-paying stocks and low PE value stocks that are going to lead over the next few years of this economic recovery. Thirdly, I have that 401k account where folks that only have opportunities to buy mutual funds, or some, I guess there's some 401ks now out there that are moving towards exchange-traded funds, which would be good for 401k participants because they're lower expense than mutual funds. That will be a separate newsletter. Mutual funds ETFs, and I'll send out alerts during the week. It may cost a little bit extra. I haven't decided yet on how I'm going to do that, but it will be through email. That's how those alerts will arrive. And lastly, the one that I'm having a little fun with here today with you is a trading account. These are stocks that you're not going to want to buy in your 401k or your retirement account. These are stocks that I can't buy in my managed accounts. They're too thin. They're too small. But they possess those characteristics that I demand in my best stocks now arena. They've got to be undervalued. They have to be performing, and they have to be have strong stock charts, and they have to be in my top 200 or 300 ranked stocks out of 3,800. That's how tough the criteria are in my Best Stocks Now app. And I've always looked at these stocks, and I said, I wish there was a vehicle that I could use to participate in some of these stocks. And I know there's a lot of people out there that have fun trading accounts. So I said, you know what? Here's the deal. I'm going to put $25,000 into a trading account. I started this on April the 1st. It's now published in my newsletter every week. Right now I'm using Twitter to publicly send out what I'm buying and selling. But at some point in time, within the next few weeks or next few months, I'm going to pull the plug on the public tweets. And it's only going to go out to people that really want to hear what I've got to say, either in what I'm buying, my market commentary. I'll still send out basic general tweets to all my followers on Twitter, which I have thousands. But as far as the individual buys and sells, eventually that's going to be for the clients and my subscribers only. So that's the vision I have. I put the infrastructure in place. We now have the app on the PC, the Best Stocks Now app, and of course, along with an email account, you can sign up for the alerts. Hey, Gunderson just took a position in his trading account and blah, XYZ. And then, of course, when I sell it, you'll get that same alert. This is going to be a much more active account. There may be one or two buyers or sells every single day. It's not a day trading account. I'm looking for big winners. I've already bagged one, a 50% winner, but I have to also disclose that since the beginning, since the $25,000 deposit, last time I looked, 2 weeks into this experiment, not even 2 weeks, 1 week into this experiment, not an experiment, I think it's going to do well. I think I'm up like $4. I've been up as high as $500 or $600 overall in the account, starting with $25,000. And I've been down as low as minus $200 or $300. I'm going to keep a short leash on these stocks. They're stocks that aren't real liquid. You heard me talk about two, Wayside Technology, which I hope doesn't go by the wayside while I own it. It's already up 50%. And Medifast, a stock that has traded 11,000 shares so far today. I have high hopes for all of these. They're not all going to work out. The goal is to bag like four or five, six big winners a year and have it really carry the weight in those fun trading accounts. If you'd like to look at that account, twstreet.com is the website, twstreet.com. And if you'd like to talk to me about money management, 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
The This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.